All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah. This one goes out to all my wizards.
Professor from Calarian Community College.
This is worldwide.
You can't beat me, so you wanna be me?
This is Bubby.
Patreon account, donate a dollar,
go check out all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
the PM, oh, man, all them fucking pussy pics.
Yeah, it's all dick pics.
Fuck it, man, send the dick pics to me.
Zerbos. Parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Parking lot.
Shit, you know why? Cause I'm the real deal. You can't beat me, so you wanna be me? Always the innovator.
Hey, Grandma, get the fuck off the phone. Need to use the internet.
All right, welcome to NG Cardboard Crack House. This is Earl Grey.
It's Mr. Worldwide. Dolly.
Parking lot.
Maze of Biff.
Hey, yo, these fucking midgets are actually kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are the twins? Yeah. Yeah. Especially when they do
God the damn it, no. Don't look Biffo.
When they do the Oompa Loompa song, man, and they bounce an ass.
Oh, those little fucking Mexican bitches?
Yeah.
They're annoying.
They're thick.
Well, no, I didn't want you to look because swiping to the right a few more times was the Twink Tuesday pictures.
Speaking of which, man, we got a Patreon, man. We got two tiers, one and $5. If you want to get involved in this DGen chat that we talk about and some of these nasty ass pics and shit that are listed.
Some of them are great. I'm not going to lie, but
some of them are fucking damn hot. Mm-hmm. You know, for as little as 23 cents a day or $1 a month, man.
I've done the math on that. I don't think it works that
Steiner, bro. Also, on top of the Patreon, we're having a Patreon exclusive giveaway.
Yeah, man. If you want to win a
The Chronic Tutor playmat.
And you're one of our
lovely,
very
patrons.
Loyal listeners and Patreons.
Tell them, parking lot, how we're going to get
rid of this. Send us a dirty email.
Oh, my God.
With dick pics.
No.
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 No. No. No. No. No.
If you want, no, don't do that, or you will be disqualified. No matter if you
say fuck that, man. No, we'll send it to Bubby.
Yeah. No. Send it to Bubby. We're gonna have Bubby link his shit. If you want to send some dick pics, no. If you want to win the playmat, you have to send an email to biffomtg@gmail.com. Just tell us why you deserve the playmat. And
why the fuck you listen?
Why
to
you
us.
Fucking listen to us? Whether or not how you stumbled upon us, or why you continue to listen to us even after our misogynistic, racist, homophobic,
transphobic,
all phobic.
Well, how about this?
All phobic.
So last week we had a discussion on Sunday, and we put out a Yuya episode.
Yeah, it was a good one.
3 days later, you know.
It was a good one. Go listen to it.
Yeah, definitely listen to it.
3 days later.
The hammer.
The band Watsy hammer.
Snaps his fingers. And Yuya gets banned for 2.5 years.
No, no, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah, it gets totally
gets
worse.
Gets kicked out of the MPL, and the worst thing about it is gets booted from the Hall of Fame.
Bullshit.
Oh, that shit yep, sounds
Yuya
like
Wasabi was a Hall of Famer.
Yuya Wasabi
was, bro,
I look at it, man. We have drug addicts and plenty of other fucking cheats that are on this
shit. We have molesters and pedophiles as judges, and yet they're getting rid of one dude because he so-called, quote-unquote, cheated in an event where he was guaranteed top 8.
Guaranteed. Well, there's a lot of us talking about it, man. We're like going through some of the shit and the scenarios.
Listen to the last episode.
Then there's this one part, man. It's basically protecting the judges from what they did. Right?
Yeah.
Watsy decides to go, you know what, we're going to give you the band hammer because you're fighting us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't want you to have a fucking voice.
So you think that the 2.5 years and the boot from the Hall of Fame and all that shit was just because of the retaliation? Kind of that kind of retaliation? You think if he would have just...
The man has 17 years of non-fucking cheating under his belt.
Yeah. Yep. He's
a Hall of Famer. He's a multi-pro tour winner, Grand Prix champion. Like,
you know how Watsy has like their fucking dudes, right? You know, they got the dudes that they like and shit like that, right?
The problem is he's not one
of them.
Was
he one of them?
Hell no. No. Dude, if you're Asian, you're not part of the fucking community.
He's part of Saito's team, part of
Hard. No, he's part of Cygames.
Yeah.
I'm saying he rolls with the Asian crew, so they. I'm not saying give a fuck with no Asian.
Yeah,
crew,
I'm trying to think of the. Thinking about it now, they're not really big on the foreigners, huh?
No, they're not.
No, it's because Watsy usually controls the tournaments here on this side, and then like what they did with Channel Fireball, where they gave another company to host the tournaments is what they do overseas.
Well, what about my boy that's been grinding for the last 25 fucking years and hasn't made it, not middling mage.
Pecula?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is middling mage.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But he hasn't made it to the fucking Pro Tour. He hasn't, excuse me, not the Pro Tour, but Hall of Fame.
Well,
right, that's because
Because you know why he quit playing Magic to raise a family?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back.
Yeah, priorities.
That's something that Watsy doesn't fucking understand.
No, your priority has to be Magic the Gathering owner. Yeah. If you want to start a family, you shouldn't be playing this fucking
game. It's kind of funny. I just thought about that. Like, the whole foreign thing, I didn't really think about that. They're always pushing PGO and all those dudes, but like when it comes to foreigners, never really.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it's like this. It's like I said, man. Remember we were discussing this. Every time there's a Mythic Championship event, they got to sacrifice somebody.
Yeah.
We did.
They got to sacrifice
someone.
First one was up, they sacrificed a Japanese player for cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Second one was up, they sacrificed Owen's ass for supposed sexual misconduct.
Hey, where's his 2-year ban out of the Hall
no
of Fame?
No ban on his ass.
And where's his Hall of Fame shit at?
He's not in Hall of Fame.
I thought he was.
But now look. He has 4 deck checks, right?
Yeah, it was a hit inside job, dude. For inside sure, job. It was a hit.
So
dude,
what's to stop him going like, oh, you wanna stop us from? Oh, you wanna fight us on this ruling?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's video proof that you didn't cheat. What do you mean?
All of a sudden, you know what? You're right. Imagine if you like, let's say you're the boss, bro, and you fucking you catch your employee doing some bullshit or whatever. Hey, bro, I gotta let you go, right? And then he comes up, he was like, "Hey, man, I made my own investigation." I'll be like, "What? Get the fuck out of here!" That's what Mauro did, bro. He straight said, "Are you kidding me right now? You're gonna try to your team's gonna try to defend yourself? You know what?
Nah,
I got something for you, homeboy."
Get banned.
They waited a half a week and then they banned his ass, man.
Dang, bro, that's harsh, dude. Like PEDs and MMA don't even get 2.5 years.
The fucked up thing
dude.
Is, Bartaccini had less time than that the last time.
Yeah, it was a year,
year and a half, almost 2 years.
Like I say in every fucking episode, every week it seems like something's always fucking up every week.
But like I said, man, they got to sacrifice. So we have another Mythic Championship coming around the door, man.
Damn. If someone goes down, bro.
Someone's got to die, bro.
Bohemian Grove.
The worst thing about that Bohemian Grove is we'll talk about the asshole that wants to change the way the format is shortly. But look, so who's next?
Yeah, well, the next one's just a straight 32. It's not like some 500, right, people. It's a straight 32.
And it's arena only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the Sapphire tournament took place this weekend.
Did
it? Yeah.
That's the one we were talking about last week?
Yeah, they're only playing arena.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was this week?
Yeah, I thought they were doing it this week.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Well, either way, that one's going to be kind of hard. So, like, if they really get someone,
somebody,
if they really get somebody for that, is there a paper going on the same weekend? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Maybe that'll go down. Because if this is just a 32, then this is just a 32. Then who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I know. I know the online arena one.
Hey, come on, man! Watsy wants to bring in more. They want to bring in other diversified players.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, bro. They're trying to clean up.
The original 32 was all nothing but Magic players.
Yep, all pros.
Yeah.
This time around, they want not the old guard. They want new people.
I figured that was the whole point. And
things.
Like,
you can't discriminate, you know, things as well. Things, yeah. You know, soon we'll have the gay frog show up and you know, we'll just have to use the kid being in there.
What about the fact that, you know, your boy Tulare Community College is going to be
But he's not in it, though, right?
We don't know that for sure.
It is not confirmed.
Not confirmed, but it hasn't been denied either. You just know he's going to be there. Dude, no one says, oh, yeah, I'm going to have the professor's community.
I mean, okay, to tournament. Be fair, they did advertise him for when we went to Vegas.
That is
there
true.
There was one advertisement that, yeah, because the dumbass was doing
popper. Yeah, that's true, but he... Yeah,
and then
that,
he did Oakland because he was doing popper.
Yeah, that's
but they said that he's going to be there, but he's not doing any fucking events.
They didn't specify anything.
Well, yeah,
that's sketches.
Nah, he's probably just there just to sign autographs and rip sleeves.
What you mean?
So what is this, man? This is the second week of Standard and nothing's changed. Oh, excuse me. Mono Red.
And Esper Control.
Is taking the big step to smash everybody's ass. Because why? It happens. It's week two of a new set. And what happens after everything releases?
Aggro.
Mono Red aggro. Yeah, fucking all these hits. People are fucking surprised and shocked. Oh my God. Mono Red is fucking winning. What happened? Every 3 months, that's what happens, right?
When a new set comes out, Mono Red dominates for like a week to a month, and then other decks start to formulate.
You know,
Mono Red's easy to build.
That deck with Rekindling Phoenix, that Mono Red one, for the longest time, then all of a sudden, it died.
Nah, it just turned into Red Green Monsters.
I thought a lot of people were bitching about the Esper Control.
People are bitching about both because if you're not playing like the deck. It's the same as it was back every time. There's gonna be two, three, or four decks that are top. Those decks will have good matchups against every other deck but each other. And then certain decks, like, what was it? Fucking the vehicle decks, whatever, during the time of...
vehicles.
It was vehicles.
Smuggler's Copter.
Yeah, it was Mardu vehicles, fucking tower, and another control deck. And it was, if you played one, you had a good matchup against one of the top three, but you had a bad match against the other top three. Yeah. So it was a hate triangle. The same thing with this. If you're playing Mono Red, you're probably beating Esper Control most of the time. Mm-hmm. Esper Control can still beat you. If you're not playing Mono Red, but you're playing Esper Control, the only deck you have to worry about is Mono Red.
Yeah.
If you're playing any other deck, you have to worry about two decks. So you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. So play one of them.
Yeah, so you have to play one of them. And since Esper Control is expensive as fuck, and Mono Red kind of is too... You're at like a loss.
Yeah.
Not only that, but Mono Red's all in. Like you can't just hold back.
Well, what about the price of Big Daddy Bolas?
Big Daddy Bolas. Grist Control will always be a thing, especially with, like, we still have Nicol Bolas the Ravager.
Yeah.
It's still legal in Standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still legal. No. M19, right? Yeah, it's still legal.
It's still legal for another few more months.
Yeah, so it's still legal. So you have not only a Nicol Bolas creature, but you have a Nicol Bolas Planeswalker. And you can have both of them out at the same time.
Yep.
It's pretty disgusting. So you're kind of like, it's
well,
just,
he's hitting $40+ now.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it's because it's because Grease Control, they play two of them. It's usually the win con. Like they never flip them. It's literally like, I hit you for four, hit you for four, hit you for four, hit you for four. You're dead.
Really?
Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Turn clock.
It's four drop discard.
Why flip them now when you have the new one that has the same ability as all the planeswalkers in play.
And then it also has three.
If you're playing against Esper controller, hey, you know, I got Teferi's abililities. I can do
whatever. I got Ashiok's ability.
I can do whatever I want.
I got Domri.
I can do what you can do, but
I got
Tibble.
Oh, I got double Domri.
I got Tibble.
Or I got double fucking Ashiok. Yeah, I have Ashiok in play, and I can do Ashiok's ability on my
fucking shit. I've double Dabriel, fucking black guy's name is.
Dabriel.
Nicomolis is legit.
Exactly. So, yeah, so Grixis control is really up there, and then I know there was a blue-black control deck that was doing pretty well, but it loses to Esper because it doesn't have the white.
Yeah.
You just get beat out.
Now, I'm going to bring up the question, man. So your boy Saffron Olive.
Why is he my boy?
From the Mana Short.
He did.
Whoa, what? Whoa. From the Mana Short. Oh, no. That's not Mana Short.
That's Potato Wedge.
They all look alike, man. Jesus Christ, fuck.
They do not all look alike. I sent you a picture of a dude that does not look like them.
So, yeah, man, we'll talk about him later, man. He can eat a dick.
I bet.
Okay, man. It's the dead fish guy, man. Not Rogue Deck Builder, but...
Saffron Olive.
I actually like Rogue Deck Builder, man.
Rogue Deck Builder's legit. But ever since he started getting, like, hella sponsored, like, it seems like his content's gone downhill.
Who, Rogue Deck Builder? Yeah. I'm still subbed to him, and I don't, like...
I haven't watched anything new from him in a while.
He doesn't do...
But let's get back on with your boy Saffron and his man bun.
Yeah, so
what'd he do?
Fucking man, baby.
So he decided to bring something up, man. He decided to bring something up on Twitter. So we know Mono Red is the fucking staple right now, man. I mean, it's beating everybody's ass. Or Esper's fucking control is fucking beating everybody's ass. That's what we're seeing at FNM. Everyone's running fucking either one or the other.
Yeah.
And, well, he wants the pros to stop playing Tier 1 lists.
That was his tweet?
At the MPL.
Yeah.
He wants the pros from the MPL to stop playing Tier 1 decks.
So here's...
The tweet?
Yeah, tweet, God. Yeah. So here's his tweet. So he posts, I like the Magic Pro League, but it would be more entertaining if rather than incentivizing boring tier deck, thanks to a massive prize of a buy into Day 2 of a Mythic Championship, it incentivized more interesting and fun decks somehow. Another tweet, the MPL is already being paid a lot to stream Magic. Maybe do different deck building restrictions or challenges each week and make it less about winning the prize. The Mythic or the Magic Pro League or the Mythic Championship shouldn't be about winning a prize. They created a fucking e-sport based around, this is the e-sport, about the money. You know what?
Let's bring up the name first.
No, hold on.
Magic Pro League. Yeah.
No, hold on. No, because we have pro soccer clubs across the sea. We have a pro soccer club here that we did actually pretty well last year. They don't play for the money. They'll get those $100,000, million-dollar contracts to play for fun.
No. They're not going to be like Suarez and take a chunk out of somebody's leg, you know, and then go to somebody else like Brazil or fucking Oklahoma.
Hey,
our football players, they'd be risking concussions, fucking any type of break.
They don't play for the money.
They don't play for the money. They play...
Of course not.
Basketball players. I'm sure we got the basketball playoffs right now.
Let me just replace this, man. This one's for you, Seti, man. You know, LeBron does not play for the money, man.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
He does not play for that money. He does not want that $100 million contract. No.
That's why he gets so pissed off.
He plays because he likes to play basketball. Yeah. He wants to play with Tier 3 fucking scrubs from fucking...
Hey, come on.
That's why he gets so mad.
Tacoma, Washington.
That's why he gets
Earl
so mad.
Earl Grey, you know damn well LeBron would play this game for free if he could.
Fucking idiot, dude. God, what the fuck? This is the whole participation trophy generation just kind of coming through now, man. Like, what's not about winning, guys? You're talking... Go to CSGO. Go to anywhere else and tell them, hey, guys, you know what? Let's not do meta. Let's not do all that. Just play some jank fucking loadout. And, you know, I'll be like, motherfucker, no, I'm trying to win $1 million. Yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, hold on. How old is Saffron Olive?
He's in his
mid-30s. He's in his 20s, 30s?
No, he's in his late 30s. Yeah. Either way.
He looks fat.
Yeah, Corey was fat.
Either way.
He's definitely fat.
A fucking loser. That's who talks like that. Losers is who talks like that.
Someone
gets his ass kicked on stream.
The only reason why he's big in where he's at with Magic is because he has a website and he has a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. if this was just a normal guy that was playing in his local F&M, he would never amount to fucking bullshit.
No, he's trash.
He would go to once in a while, go to a GP, scrub out within the first two fucking rounds, and then go fucking boo-hoo, I got beat by a fucking meta deck. Mm-hmm. This was the same assholes that used to go to the fucking RF&M and our stores going, oh, well, I hate motherfuckers at net deck.
Yep. There's 40K guys I got to net listing and all that stuff. Well, that's some net list stuff. You guys are ruining the game and all.
How's that ruining the game if you're playing the best fucking list out there?
Hey, bitch, is this a tournament?
Yeah. You're there for money, right?
Is there a prize?
There's $1,500 on the fucking line, $500. Or if there's, you know, $250 in prize.
Bro, I whoop your ass for $100.
Did I know there isn't because they're all a bunch of soy boys. Was any of the pros reply to him?
I didn't see anything.
I would have been tight if one of them had the fucking balls Jerry to be
T.
like,
Jerry, you know what? Jerry T posted on there.
What do you say?
Of course he did.
He's all, why would we want to play fucking a tier three list? We're here to fucking win.
Yeah. This is my job, motherfucker. Your job is to fucking act like an idiot YouTube. I don't go over there and tell you, hey, you need to play meta, bro.
No, it's fine. You know, it's fine. You know what, Saffron Olive, if you listen to us or any fan that listens to Saffron Olive.
Yeah, Saffron Olive.
I'm just saying. Let Saffron Olive know. And you know what? Me and him, we can play one-on-one on MTGO. We can play Modern. He can play Bridge Vine, and I'll play Dredge.
No, he'll play his Panharmonic on bullshit.
Or fine. You can play your Hydra Jank Brew bullshit. You can play your Hydra deck, and I'll play Mono Red. And
the fucking this is the word like he's another one of those dudes that's like everyone kisses his ass, so he thinks like all his ideas
he has
are
a
yeah.
Fat ass.
Hey, you know what? I just realized something, man. Everyone's going, man. These guys fucking hate everybody. They just because they got these guys got success. Like I don't care if they got success, man. I remember guys. I told LSV to fuck off in front of his face. So
in front of the crowd.
It doesn't fucking matter, dude. I don't care if you're fucking popular or not. This right here, when I was grinding, I played meta. There was no, let me take fucking jank.
No. That's what
I'm saying. I did take jank in the sideboard because I knew the way the fucking our local
fucking
meta was.
Earl
so
Grey
I'd play one-ofs. I would do the Japanese one-ofs, and I did pretty well for my shit.
Mm-hmm. You're talking to the king of the one of
the
sideboard.
The whole part is in the tweet. He says, "I wish that the pro league would do this." Go tell Tom Brady that we're playing two hands on back tab or some shit. Fucking idiot.
He would actually like that, man. Come on, man. He can't take another fucking hit, bro.
You know what I'm getting at, though, is like,
hey, pro. It's like going and telling the Raiders, dude, we're playing flag football today, guys.
No, that helped the Raiders.
We're playing flag football.
Sorry, man.
And we're going to give our opponents a 20-yard advantage every down.
No.
The Raiders get a 20-yard advantage every down.
It's stupid. And guess what, guys? We're not paying you.
Yeah, and you're not getting paid. You just get to have
just
fun.
Do this for fun.
Yeah, this is the NFL, not the fucking pickup league.
Yeah,
this
they're not.
But he wants to get paid for his fucking content.
Oh, yeah.
Patreon.
Hey, why don't you do it for free, bro?
Why isn't he doing it for free?
Yeah, you want to do it for fun? Yeah, there you go. Take down your Patreon.
I hate to say it. We've been doing the podcast for over 2 years. Our Patreon's barely making anything.
What are you talking about? I'm rich.
But you know what? Hey, we're doing it because we're doing it.
I'm rich, bro. I'm doing it for the fucking 20 whatever Patreons
we
got.
We all have regular jobs. Yeah. We all buy our own shit with our own money. We just do this because we want to do something.
The fucking nerve is all I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm telling you. This is the part where like everyone kisses your ass on your stream.
There was plenty of fucking dumbasses that are going, yeah, they should be doing this.
That's what I'm saying.
Because these guys have never grinded before
it's
in
like
their
an echo
entire
chamber,
life.
Bro. It's like everyone could tell you like, oh yeah, you know, oh yeah.
And we keep saying
it.
Fucking Twitter is a cesspool.
Yo.
Twitter is a fucking cesspool.
Hey, bro, I see your fucking silver play button, bitch.
You know what? Here's the thing. Guys, if you're out there, man, there's no change in the standard right now. You're playing mono red, you're doing good. You're playing fucking Esper control, you're doing great. If you're playing Grixis control,
you're doing all right.
You're doing all right. But if you're playing everything else, man, Jesus. Play the fucking meta, man. Red, Grixis. Or Esper.
I'm telling you, bro.
Spend that fucking money
pretty much, actually play real shit.
Pretty
much just play black-blue and any color combination with black-blue, you'll be fine.
Unless you're going to play Guild Gates.
Yes.
Nah, don't play Guild Gates.
No, it's
I know
it's
an actual
it's
deck,
great.
But not.
No.
Well, the reason why I can understand what he's trying to do, because if you play Arena has vast different fucking deck lists.
Well, not only that, but Arena's one view or is one of.
Yeah.
So like, if you're just playing a stally deck, like your opponent's gonna eventually like either they're gonna kill themselves just because like you just recycle your deck.
Hey. So parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting over there, man. Mm-hmm. You ain't said a damn fucking thing this episode, bro.
I'm simmering for the next episode. I'm
just anyways, but like that's what I'm telling you, dude. That's with Saffron Olive. I wish the fucking pros had some of the pros had some fucking balls to be like, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, shut the fuck up."
They don't. They can't say anything like that because watch on their ass.
You guys got Jerry T. Will say
you
shit.
You were right.
I was right, bro.
You were right.
Jerry T. will say shit.
Of course, JT would say shit.
What did he say? He just said, "I'm gonna do a meta." No, I'm talking about going hard on him. But Tony, like I told Tony, he was like, "Yeah, it just ain't 75K, bro."
You want to know why they can't do fucking? They can't go hardcore because they get that band stick. They get that snap, man. Marlo goes, "Oh, you the next nigga that's doing that shit? Okay, you banned."
Yeah, bro. He's like, he reminds me of like Cersei Lannister, bro. Like when some of these fools try to fucking come up and tell him, you know, try to fuck around with them, and then be like, "You think knowledge is power?" He's all, "Power is power, bitch. Get the fuck out of here." Banned from Hall of Fame, 2.5 years. Hey, go get a real job, bitch.
But you know what? When Yuya went hard on that motherfucker and goes, "You know what? We're gonna do our own investigation." He was just like the Winter King or whatever his name is.
The Night King.
And you know what happened to his ass?
What?
He got punked real hard in that last episode.
No, I'm telling you, man. It's like he's trying to drop the Mueller report, bro. That's what it is. That's what I'm telling you, man. It's all collusion.
But
it's all
now we know that the Patterson footage is no longer available.
You know why?
Cause they gotta brush it, in. You know it's locked up with the Heart of the Covenant,
Ark of the Covenant.
It's locked up with the fucking with the Bush fucking files, all that shit. Yeah,
there's a Bruder Room, JFK. It's all there. Yuya Watanabe, throw him in there too. Yep. The fuck out of here, hey man. Honestly, hey, you shouldn't have cheated, Doug. That's all I gotta say. You shouldn't have cheated,
Jimmy. Oh, you know what? I hate to say it, man. You should have kowtowed just like most Asians do. And not said a fucking word, you would have been fine.
Yeah. If he just said, you know what?
Because they already had him listed on that the next Mythic event, right?
Yeah.
I showed you.
We
he was on Sapphire.
Yeah.
So he was already listed. They were going to do nothing to his ass.
Do you think? So sometimes that makes me think, I was like, man, if this dude really, really thought he was innocent, he would have went hard on it. Like, he was like, well, I'm going to do my own investigation and shit, but.
He did. And Watsy went, "Oh, you know what? I'm not. I don't
know. Your own investigation now. Okay.
Ban. Yeah, I know. Her banned, bitch. The fuck out
of here. Why would you want to fucking throw your pedophile judges under the bus, man?
No, dude, it's a straight power move. I'm telling you, dude. That's why, guess what? Hey, all you other fucking Hall of Famers that think you're untouchable, who wants to say something? Say something. Didn't think so. And that's why.
That's
hey,
right. Take our money,
that's
bitch.
That's right, bitch. Hey, and show up on the 32, and you better fucking be streaming on Tuesday. Get the fuck out of here. I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah, all right,
you know,
guys.
You know the only good news
that's
that came
the
out?
Ultimate flex. Well, Maro's just like this. Like right now, what's up? Anybody
what? His 4 foot tall ass
doesn't matter, man. Doesn't matter.
Fucking looking like a goddamn hobbit.
The only thing he's flexing is his fucking waistband.
Guess what,
Maro?
Hey,
that
hey 4 foot
up.
Tall. Guess what? You Watanabe, go find a fucking regular job, bitch. Only good thing. Look at me again like that. Get
the only
fuck
good thing that came out this week is Hentai Haven's back online.
Someone bought it.
I don't know. I think
someone had to put up some serious money to get back up online.
I think Faku partnered with them.
Good.
That happened a long time ago. I remember you guys talking about it because I'm.
It's been about a year.
I'm not like a big anime guy.
It's not about anime, man. It's about
it's the other side of anime.
It's the dark side.
So it's still anime.
Yeah. It's tentacle porn.
Yeah. I know. Tentacle but like. How is that taken down from what?
It wasn't taken down. It was. Websites have to pay server fees or whatever to keep their shit on there and keep it going. Well, the guy who originally owned it, I honestly think that was a fake post, but pretty much, like I said, I can't keep it going anymore, so it's going to get shut down. But
which is wrong, because he said he wasn't making any money to do anything. Yeah. Bullshit. You know how many shirts they were fucking selling, dude?
Oh, yeah. We saw one. Yeah. But, yeah, so he couldn't keep it up. He couldn't get his servers going anymore. And then I guess the Doujinshi, one of the biggest ones, Faku, picked it up and said, "Hey, we'll foot the bill if we get to promote our shit on it."
So all you weebs out there that like Japanese anime.
Like hentai.
I love anime.
And love that hentai. And love that hentais.
Those are my favorites.
So you can go see them going.
Oh, they do that in the cartoons too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Most of the time it's them screaming.
Japanese are fucking up, man. That's why you're losing your Hall of Famers left and right, bro. Fucking up. All right,
guys. We got social media, man. We got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got Twitter.
Butter.
We also got that Patreon thing going.
Yep. If you want to win the Chronic Tutor playmat, it's for Patreons only.
So what do you got to do, parking lot?
What do we got to do? You got to send an email to biffomtg@gmail.com.
He said shit this episode.
Seriously. I know.
Hey,
speaking of which,
guys, go over to Garage Day. Or
Garage Day?
Hey, go over to Garbage Day podcast, man.
What's your guys' podcast name again?
Garage Day.
Oh, I'm thinking Garage Day is revisited from Metallica.
Yeah, Garage Day.
The 598 EP.
There probably is some like Garage Day podcast where all they do is just there talk is, actually. Shit. Of course there is.
Go check out Garbage Day podcast, man.
Yeah, tell them we sent you.
Yep. Go leave him a message and go leave him a fucking 5-star review.
Yeah, and tell him to review some animes.
Yeah, tell him to review some shitty. Oh man, that's some.
I got the fucking movie. They need to do Machine Gun Girl.
Oh God, so bad.
Yeah, I got it, man.
So bad.
Yeah, yeah. They do. These guys do B movie. Reviews.
Birdemic, do it. Rubber.
You got to give them something to keep their interest because
Sharknado. Do it.
Apparently, Mortal Kombat 2 did not. I'm still salty about that.
You still need to give a refund, bro.
I'm still salty about that. No, like I told you, they did a... They gave about 75%, bro.
Bro, I got all in on it.
It was
bro.
Funny. Like, Brad was like, "Yeah, man, I kind of don't remember." Jesus, come on, man.
Yeah, go check out Garage Day podcast.
Garbage Day podcast, bro.
Also, like we said before, we have a giveaway going on. Send an email to biffomtg@gmail.com. In it, tell us why you
send Biffo dick pics.
No,
man.
Don't send Biffo dick pics. Don't do that.
Send them meatspin.com.
No. Is that site still up?
Yeah, the other guy has money.
Don't worry, you don't want to.
You don't want to know what Meatspin is?
Don't want to know. But yeah,
you know what Meatwad is, right?
Yeah, no. From the Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, man, Meatspin's his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool.
No.
But yeah, send an email why you deserve to play, man, and why you still fucking listen to us in the first place to biffomtg@gmail.com for your chance to win. Again, it's Patreon only, so get on our Patreon, whether it's $1 or $5, or a specialty tier if you want one.
We'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Bye.
I'm King News, and I come to you with the truth. The mean streets took 6 more lives overnight, all the result of gangbang stupidity. By the way, you gangsters should know, one of your victims was a 3-year-old girl. Local gang members, you still don't get it, do you?
Straight up madness everywhere I look. Used to be a straight A student, now he's a crook, robbing people just to smoke and shoot up. Used to have a crew cut, now he's a poop butt. Dropped out of school and he joins the neighborhood gang. Hanging on the street selling cane to his own people. Now when I say people, I mean color. You a stupid mother.
Sister, since we are the mothers of this earth, it's time we start being good mothers from the birth of our children. No time for sleeping, teach them to fight and win for the right reason. It's your time, it's your life, live it. Proud to be black, young and gifted. Lifted by the knowledge of taking the right route. Gang violence needs to be wiped out.
One and the same, everyone came in the same chains. Caught with the same aim, brain games and names changed. To destroy the black male crack jail and semi-automatic and static if the crack fails. So since we all talk the same slang, stop killing my brother cause we're all from the same gang.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Change, cause we're all in the same game.
Now as a youth, I used to get my bang on, and on the app get my part-time slang on. One of time for me was no joke, though. They knew I was crazy, so they labeled me loco. Candy's please gone out feeling sporty. Low riding and tossing up a 40. Thinking in my mind that no one can handle us. The Dallas brothers never touched Los Angeles.
Being the pimps that we are, we're here to speak in a situation that is going too far.
Here at home, in the ghettos of L.A., where a young black girl is not promised to see the next day.
Cause we used to come from the streets before we made beef,
where fools just lay and pray on the weak.
It don't depend on the color of a rag,
cause if you got what they want, you know they're gonna take what you
have. Cause violence don't only revolve from drugs and thugs and gangs that bang most times.
It's a political
political thing.
Yeah, a couple of spots are getting tied.
And if the government won't defeat it, we can all get stopped.
Ice-T, ripping the microphone the way I do. Listen close, my brothers, cause I'm talking to you. The problem is we got a suicidal lifestyle, cause 90% of us are living foul and wild. I say job, you say
bad joke. I'd rather jack another brother, watch the gun smoke.
Living in the fast lane, flipping like you're insane. You won't stop until your blood runs down the street drain.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?
Stop the fight,
make the change.
Yo, we're not here to preach,
yeah,
because we're not ministers. I'm telling it like it is, cause Rene Dre is like sinister.
Reality speaks for itself when it's spoken.
A face head clutch can't bring nobody for smoking.
Yo, bullets flying, mothers crying,
brothers dying,
lying in the streets, that's why we're trying to stop it from falling apart and going to waste, and keeping the smile off a white face.
And brothers killing other brothers. I thought the idea was to love one another. Open up the paper to one more death. If y'all keep this up, then there'll be no one left. I try my best to set an example, saying hype lyrics over hip-hop samples. Not just to brag at the most, but to inform, cause I'm living in the calm before the storm.
I'm in a rage.
Oh yeah? Yo, why is that, G?
Other races, they say we act like rats in a cage. I tried to argue, but check it. Every night in the news, we prove them suckers right, and I got the blues.
America,
get busy, Humpty.
The red, the white, the blue, and the blue and the red for Crimson Bloods, the white for who's got you doing time. Busting caps on one another.
The underground's down for peace among brothers.
Kill a black man.
What?
Yo, what are you, retarded?
Tell them, Humpty.
Yo, do you work for the Klan?
Do what you like.
Unless you like gang banging. Let's see how many brothers leave us hanging.
Kicking on the ab about a quarter to nine. All the homies getting blind in an eight ball line. Now on this tip, they started running at the lip. Jumped in the deuce and took a little trip. Hit the block about 12 and a tick. The windows went down and the nines went click. People started yelling, bodies started bailing. Bullets go flying, sending something to hell in. It's gotta stop, we don't need all the violence. Peace in the hood and I'm over the silence. We got together, not no ego or fame. We got involved cause we're all in the same game.
When I leash yo, Easy's no sellout. And if you can't hang in the streets, then get the hell out. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. You have your own freedom of choice who to listen to. You know good from bad, fat from foul, right from wrong. Now your mother's singing that sad song.
My baby ain't never hurt nobody,
but he still got smoke at baby's party. But you're not the first or the last. You're nothing but a short story from the past. You're dead now, not number one but a zero. Take notes from Eazy-E, the violent hero.
Don't you know we got to put our heads together?